Hi there. Today, let's go through some news stories that you might already have heard about, giving you the opportunity to practice your English understanding. I'll talk about two international news stories, and I'll also be talking about the case of the nurse Lucy Letby, who was convicted this week of killing babies in a UK hospital. I thought I'd warn you about that one before we start, but listen to the end of this podcast if you're interested in hearing more about that case. It's something that everyone has been talking about in the UK this week. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Are you struggling with spoken English? Our Listen and Learn course featuring the most common 500 words could be your answer. Imagine having the simplest and the most used English words at your fingertips, automatically in your brain, ready for any conversation. Go to our website at adeptenglish.com to find out more about that course and how to get it. Oh, and don't forget our Spotify polls. We asked, should unpaid work in the home be equally shared? 62% of you said yes. 22% of you thought it should depend on the amount of work each person is doing. And 8% of you thought it's okay if one does more. And on whether you want the passive voice as a whole podcast, so far, 82% are saying yes. Surprisingly, only 5% said that they didn't need it because they already knew it well. So watch out for that podcast then. Okay, so what's been in the news this week? Let's practice English with diverse news stories and intriguing insights into global events as an effective way to help you make progress in your language learning. Do you remember our podcast about India's Chandrayaan 3 space mission to the moon? That was Adept English podcast 659. Back in July when Chandrayaan 3 had just been launched. And we knew at that point that it was going to take a number of weeks to reach its destination. Well, this week, the lander module called Vikram made history by landing on the moon. Vikram landed and released its rover module, meaning the part of the spacecraft which will walk on the moon. The rover module is called Pragyan, which means wisdom in Sanskrit. Since then, Pragyan has taken its first steps on the moon. It moves at 1 centimeter per second. Interestingly, the landing has been timed to coincide with the start of the lunar day. And a lunar day lasts the equivalent of 14 of our days. So sunlight for 14 days on the moon. I always find it fascinating the different day lengths on the different planets in our solar system. When the lunar night finally comes, Pragyan will automatically shut itself down. What's unknown yet is, will it start up again when the next lunar day comes? We'll have to find out. One major goal of the Chandrayaan 3 mission is to look for signs of water. Apparently, in the South Pole region where Pragyan has landed, there are craters which are permanently in shadow and inside which it's believed there may be ice. Could the moon support human habitation in the future? And what would that mean for us humans? You might wonder if we're looking at other planets because we're failing to take care of our own planet Earth. Hopefully we'll deal with our own ecological crises before that happens, before it comes to that. But there's always the interesting question too. If there is water on the moon, does that mean there might once have been life on the moon? It's one to watch. Horrific news in the UK this week. The outcome of the trial of the nurse Lucy Letby. I'm not sure whether you'll have heard this news story in your own country, but it is a shocking one. The case of nurse Lucy Letby is incomprehensible and it leaves you grappling with human psychology. The notion of an innocent-looking young nurse being capable of these acts is chilling, and it challenges our assumptions. Lucy Letby, the nurse, that's N-U-R-S-E, was arrested in 2018. And it's taken this long for the case to come to trial. And the trial has lasted months too. So the trial is the legal process that happens inside a courtroom. This nurse worked on what we call a neonatal unit. That's N-E-O-N-A-T-A-L. So that's a unit for newborn babies looking after the most vulnerable ones, the ones that need extra care. Nurse Letby was accused of killing 7 babies and the attempted murder of 6 other babies who were harmed in the process, some of them seriously. This all happened between June 2015 and June 2016, so in the space of a year. Normally, on a unit of this type, sadly, 2 to 3 babies might die each year, so the numbers were immediately noticeable to people working on this unit. Last week, Lucy Letby was finally convicted. That's C-O-N-V-I-C-T-E-D. That means found guilty. And she was given 14 life sentences. This means she will never come out of prison. For most people, these horrific crimes just do not add up, don't compute with this pleasant-looking nurse, who seems, if anything, rather shy. People who attended the trial said, she's just not what you imagine a child murderer to look like. And perhaps this contributed to it taking so long to stop her. People around at the time said, oh no, it can't be lovely Lucy. But this whole case is horrific, especially when you think of the parents and what they've been through. What happened to them will affect them for the rest of their lives. But this case has so many aspects that I find myself interested in. Doctors on the neonatal unit raised their concerns with hospital managers as early as October 2015. Between June 2015 and October 2015, 5 babies had died on the unit. And actually, Nurse Letby had attempted to kill a further 3 babies, so 8 serious incidents. The doctors noticed immediately that Lucy Letby was the only person on the unit for all 8 incidents. So they reported their concerns. But instead of informing the police or suspending the nurse, hospital managers silenced the doctors, told them emails must cease forthwith, and the hospital managers also did nothing. The doctors were told to stop talking about it and were led to believe that it would be referred to the police. It wasn't. This meant that Lucy Letby was able to carry out 2 further murders and 3 further attempted murders where she seriously harmed babies. She was finally removed from the neonatal unit in 2016, but she continued to work for the hospital until 2018 when she was arrested. I think that parts of the NHS have long had a culture of silencing what we call whistleblowers. We use the term whistleblowers to mean people who call things out that they believe are wrong and which other people are trying to cover up. That is a whistleblower. But this case takes it further than I've known it taken before. Imagine being one of those doctors convinced of your suspicions about Lucy Letby, yet told to stop talking about it. At one point, 7 of the doctors were made to send a letter of apology to Lucy Letby for having suspicions, and their 7 signatures are on the bottom of this letter. They all still suspected her. Can you imagine having to do that because you were afraid for your job and your practice? There is going to be an inquiry into the hospital management, and I think those hospital managers will have some very difficult questions to answer. There are broader implications for the rest of the NHS too. There is a culture of silencing whistleblowers that must stop. Hospitals or hospital trusts use non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, as a way of forcing ex-employees not to speak in return for a good reference, in return for a good job reference rather than a bad one. There's a big power differential between a hospital and an individual whistleblower, and hospitals use this to their advantage. To silence people. Whistleblowers are generally trying to do the right thing. They see something they believe to be wrong and they want to report it. People are also asking, how can someone do what this nurse did? What makes someone want to harm or kill a baby? So far, there are very few insights into the life and the psychology and the background of Lucy Letby, but something has clearly gone badly wrong there. The case previously, which is most similar to this one, is that of Beverly Allett, another UK nurse. Over a period of just 2 months at Grantham Hospital in Lincolnshire in the UK in 1991, 4 children died after having been brought into a ward with minor conditions. A further 9 children collapsed for reasons that couldn't be explained. They were fortunately saved. Beverly Allett was convicted of 4 murders and 9 attempted murders and was given 13 life sentences. Like Lucy Letby, she will never come out of prison. The understanding of Beverly Allett's psychology, it was said that she had Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Munchausen syndrome is when someone either harms themselves or feigns illness in order to get attention. To feign, F-E-I-G-N, means to pretend. By proxy means that you feign the illness of someone else or you harm someone else in order to get attention for yourself as the caregiver. This seems perhaps to fit for Lucy Letby. She seemed to enjoy being the person who looked after the parents in their distress. This, of course, makes it all the more difficult for the parents involved. Enough on that one. Another story in the news, the cable car in Pakistan. There is a video of this to show just how terrifying it must have been for those inside. A cable car, that's C-A-B-L-E. It's the sort of thing that you might see in an alpine ski resort where there are mountains and valleys in between. That's V-A-L-L-E-Y-S. So cable cars are a quick means of transport between 2 high points, suspended on a wire high in the air. It's interesting to think of the contrast. Many of us will associate cable cars with holidays, leisure, scenic views, maybe skiing. But these children in Pakistan depend on the cable cars just to get to school, which is what they were doing. If you're particularly afraid of heights, you might choose not to get into a cable car. But if you're sufficiently trusting of the cable car, it can be a fantastic ride, an exciting experience to travel that way, with amazing views of the landscape. This cable car was 274 meters up, or 900 feet, when 2 of its cables snapped and the cable car was left hanging in high winds. If you look at the photographs or the video, you can see how truly terrifying this must have been for the children. 1 child was rescued by helicopter, but again, having seen this, it must have been truly traumatic as an experience. The rest were saved by zip line experts. This means people with expertise in zip lines. A zip line means there's a wire between 2 points, usually quite high up, and you can use a harness to hook yourself onto the wire and travel down it at speed for pleasure. The journey via zip line for those being rescued here would have been terrifying though. But all the people, 6 children between 10 and 16 and 2 adults, all of them were rescued in the end, albeit some 12 hours later. Cable cars go from potentially thrilling to absolutely terrifying once safety and safe maintenance is at issue. The owner of this cable car has since been arrested, presumably for not maintaining the cable car safely. I could well understand it if these 6 children and 2 adults never wanted to set foot inside a cable car again. The problem is, in this part of Pakistan, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, the cable car is a popular means of transport. It's a way to get across the valleys. This particular one reduces what otherwise would be a 2-hour car journey over mountainous terrain to a 4-minute cable car ride. Difficult to think of not using the cable car then. Hopefully others running cable cars we'll make sure the maintenance is done properly after this incident. Okay, so that's my news roundup for this week. Let us know what you think about it. And don't forget to listen to this podcast a number of times until you understand it all. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.